Wenatchee Apple Sox stretched their winning streak to 3 games with a 2-1 victory over the Kamloops Northpaws on Friday night at Norbronk Stadium. Apple Sox are back on the road, and it was another great pitcher's duel after having one of those in the second game of a 3-game set with the Bells earlier in the week. This time it was Evan Canfield tossing 8 impressive innings with just 1 unearned run allowed and 8 strikeouts to lead the Apple Sox to the victory. The 1-2, swing and a miss for strike 3. Quick start for Evan Canfield as he punches out Bitter on 4 pitches to open up the ball game. It'll be an 0-2 offering now. Decker with 2 aboard, 1 down, bottom of the first. Canfield checks second, turns and fires home. A pitch that swung on a miss for strike 3. 2 punch outs for Evan Canfield in this bottom of the first inning. No score yet here from Norbronk Stadium. A 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Third punch out of the ball game for Canfield, and 2 down to start the second. Here's the 0-1, swung on and hit up the middle. Palayo ranges, flips to second for 1. Gianni to first, in time for a double play. You could hear it from the crowd's reaction. They thought it was a single. Instead, Palayo turns it into a double play. 6-4-3 on the putout. Bases empty. 2 down in the inning for Jacob French. It'll be a 1-ball, 2-strike offering from Evan Canfield. He deals, and it swung on a miss for strike 3. Canfield does face the minimum for the second straight inning, despite allowing a man to reach base, and we head to the fifth inning scoreless here from Norbronk Stadium. The 0-2 coming to Racky. First and third for the Northpaws. No one down. Canfield delivers, and that one froze him in there for called strike 3. The 0-2 from Canfield, wave and a miss for strike 3. There is strikeout number 6 of the night for Canfield, and there are 2 down here in the 6th inning. The 1-1, swung on and punched to shallow left, a long run in, diving in, hanging on to the baseball, Hunter Friedberg. What a terrific grab as Canfield retires the side in order in the 6th inning. Right-hander looking for another 1-2-3 frame. He deals the 1-ball, 2-strike pitch with 2 down. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Strikeout number 7 for Evan Canfield as he completes his 7th inning of work. Next offering is swung on a miss. Canfield gets a sword. A strikeout by Bitter. He tried to hold up his swing, kind of chopped at it. Unable to make contact. And Canfield picks up the strikeout. 2 down here in the 8th inning. 6th pitch of the at-bat coming up in a moment. 90th pitch of the ball game from Evan Canfield. 3 balls and 2 strikes to French. 2 down, no one on. The pitch. Swung on and grounded over towards second. Gianni flips to first. It's in time. 8 strong innings of work so far on 90 pitches for Evan Canfield. Wenatchee got the game-winning hit in the bottom of the 6th inning on a 2-out RBI single by Hunter Friedberg. It'll be a 3-2 offering. Period second. He stays put. The pitch is swung on and dumped toward right center field. This ball will drop in for a base hit. Peary rounds third. He comes in to score. A 2-out RBI single by Hunter Friedberg. And the Apple Sox are back in front. It's 2-1 with 2 outs here in the 6th inning. And then in the 9th inning, the Northpaws nearly tied it up with a base hit up the middle with a runner at second base and 2 down. Max Hartman had a perfect throw from center field home as Luca Boscarino applied the tag for the final out of the ball game. 1-2 the count with 2 down. Tying run standing at second. La Maison, a couple of peaks there. Turns and fires home. The pitch is swung on. Hit up the middle. Palayo can't get to it. Rounding third base and trying to score. Decker, the throw home is strong. And that gets him to end the ball game. What a throw. Wenatchee wins it on a perfect relay at home plate. It's a 2-1 triumph here in the first game of the weekend against Kamloops. What a finish. What a ball game from Norbronk Stadium. 2-1 Sox win. We're joined by the hero of this game, Evan Canfield. How phenomenal was he in tonight's contest, helping the Apple Sox earn this 2-1 victory thanks to a line of 8 innings of work, 1 unearned run on 5 hits, 1 walk, and 8 strikeouts. Canny, 90 pitches for you in this one. I have to ask, how much did you want the ball for that 9th inning?
Oh, I wanted it bad, real bad, obviously. But, you know, early in the summer, can't put too much stress on the arm. So, good choice on the coach's part. But, obviously, yeah, it would be nice to have it.
I was wondering if they might get you one if we got a run in the top of the 9th. I mean, it was a quiet night for both teams at the plate. But either way, 8 innings without an earned run, just the 5 hits and 1 walk, 8 punch outs. I mean, the 8 innings is a career high for you with the Apple Sox. What did that feel like? Because You had a couple of quick innings in which you were able to retire the side in order twice, though. A couple big efforts from your defense to help you as well.
Oh, it was awesome. The defense behind me tonight was great. You know, I just tried to fill it up and make them make plays, and they were doing it all night, looking stunning. It was awesome.
How nice was that? Back-to-back innings where it happened, the third and fourth innings where it starts out a walk in the third, a single in the fourth. How nice that the very next batter hits into those double plays.
Oh, it was awesome. Just fill it up. Hopefully they can put it in play to one of my guys, and they did. It was awesome.
The defense came through huge for you, but again, the eight punch outs for you in this ball game, kind of early and often throughout the night. What was really working for you from your pitching arsenal?
Well, tonight I was pretty curveball heavy to get ahead in counts, and then to tunnel off of it, my fastball played well with that tonight. So that two pitch mix got me pretty good tonight.
A lot of swings at early pitches in the count. It seemed like they were attacking early, hoping to jump on you. Did that kind of dictate how you worked later in the game, knowing that they were attacking early?
Oh yeah, switching up. First pitch, fastball, curveball, slider, any of them, trying to mix up their timings. That way they can't get onto it later in the game.
And it worked out really well, kept you going. I think the most impressive thing for me was that you had those back-to-back sixth and seventh innings with under 10 pitches both times. Was there a point maybe where you thought, hey, I've got something all right going here tonight?
Yeah, probably by like the third inning. I felt my command was really there tonight, so I could look at any pitches and, you know, having to be a great night.
Where does this rank in your Apple Sox tenure? Three seasons with the team. You're chasing some all-time leaderboard stats. We joke about it with you and Quincy all the time. But where does this rank among your Apple Sox moments?
Well, this is probably top three for sure. Top three best outings. But overall, the vibe was great in the dugout. It was very enjoyable tonight.
Heck of a win. Well, Candy, enjoy this one. A lot of fun watching you do your thing, and looking forward to it next Friday.
Thank you, Joel.
That's Evan Canfield. He went eight superb innings in the first game of the three-game set between the Apple Sox and the Kamloops Northpaws. And a big reason why he was able to get the victory in this one is due to the man now stepping in, Max Hartman, a great dime from center field. Max, let's break that down. Bottom of the ninth inning, runner at second base, two down. The ball is hit up the middle into center field. Elijah Pelayo does everything he can to try and come to that ball, but it goes just past his glove. You're coming in to try and get to that ball. What's going through your mind, and what did you have to do to get a perfect throw off to home to get the out there?
I mean, I was shallow to begin with. I knew that we had to get that out at home. Like, we didn't want to play extras here, and I knew that if I came up and stayed calm, like, attacked it well, but stayed calm, I knew I had enough arm to get there.
That's something in the moment that has to feel pretty dang incredible, getting a good throw off like that to end the ball game. We saw the celebration on the field. What's going through your mind in the moment once you see them ring up and out at home plate?
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, Bosco did a good job with it. It was a low throw. He stayed right under it and slapped a good tag on. So it's nice to have a catcher that has confidence that ball is going to ride and slap a tag on. And obviously when the guys get hyped like that, when we end a game like that, it's pretty cool.
You had a bunt single with one out in the first inning. Is that a new weapon maybe in the arsenal for you?
That's been a weapon.
It's been a weapon, okay.
I haven't used it as much in the summer, but, yeah, I used it a bunch at WSU, and it was wide open, so it was an easy hit.
It seemed like that stolen base right after, a pretty easy opportunity. It seemed like they weren't really checking a lot early on in the game, were they?
Yeah, I mean, we just had to, like, I just had to take what I could get, right? So it – like, that pitcher was obviously pretty good, pretty dialed really early, and so I took what I could get, took what opportunities I could get a guy in scoring position and try to score there.
This team's down 10-3. You've been here since day one. How fun has this been?
It's good. Like, it's really fun. This team keeps growing. Like, every day we find a new way to win, it seems like. We grind together, and every day someone steps up new. Like, last couple of games, Pelayo's been having a hell of a time, and like, we're just finding new guys to come up, step up to the plate, kind of step up to the mound and do well.
You were part of the first half champion North Division, the Bellingham Bells last year. You know what it takes to win the first half. That's been a goal of Mitch Darlington and the staff. What is something you see that this team has as a characteristic that could potentially lead to them winning the first half?
Just finding ways to win. We're a really gritty team, and I feel like we just scratch runs across when we need to. I mean, obviously we need a couple big hits here and there in this game type, when we're in a tight game, but yeah, we just somehow find a way to win no matter what. It's pretty cool. No matter if, like, we get on with errors, like, we just find a way to scratch a few across when we need to.
Guys did exactly that here tonight. Max, heck of a throw, heck of a win. Enjoy this one.
Hey, thanks.
We're joined by another guest and hero from tonight's game. It's Hunter Friedberg. You're playing in your fourth game of the season with the Apple Sox here tonight, Hunter, and got a chance to get right in on the action of this one with a game-winning RBI base hit in the sixth inning with two outs. Also reached and scored after an error later. Tell me about what it's been like being at Apple Sox so far.
It's been great. You know, came out here after not playing too much my freshman year, and it's been great getting the opportunity to play and being able to go out there and do things to help my team win. And you know, the coach has been really helpful, letting me get in there, get at-bats, get chances, and, you know, it didn't work out too great for me the first two games, but today, you know, got another chance in the lineup and came through for the boys.
What did you do to kind of change things up today? Like you mentioned, you drew some walks those first couple of days playing, but here today was a little bit better of a step forward.
Yeah, I think just continuing to work on the swing and get back into the swing of things after not, you know, playing for a while, getting a little bit of the rust off the first couple of games, but it's been great being in the lineup and getting that chance. And, you know, I trust myself, and, you know, I knew I was going to come through eventually, and it was a great time to come through in a close game like that with Canfield dealing. So
no doubt about it. Let's go through that two-out RBI single you had in the sixth inning, kind of just doing something you've been doing and finding a gap in the outfield, and you got that one to drop. What was your approach like at the plate?
Two outs, guy on second base, tie game, Canfield shoving, you know, trying to just get the run across from our team. Don't need to be a hero, get a big fly, get a double, just find some grass where they're not standing. And got one to drop in with two strikes, put a good swing on it, and got him in and
got a chance to be a little bit, I was going to say, sorry, you had a chance to be on the base paths a couple of times. That had to feel really nice. And you know, you had the one stolen base as well. And talk to me about how you use that a little bit. You know, your base running is a part of your game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, looking at me, not the biggest guy, so taking everything I can get and being kind of a grinder on the field's what I do. So, you know, it's got to be able to impact the game in any way possible. So playing defense, backing up the pitcher, getting knocks, and stolen base is all part of it. You know, anything I can do to help the team win.
How fun has it been? You mentioned not playing this past spring with San Diego. How nice has it been to come here and get into the action immediately and get these opportunities?
Yeah, it's been awesome. It was a great year regardless of not playing, and it was an awesome team, and now I get to go out and play summer where I'm, you know, playing more, getting opportunities, another awesome team, and it's been great getting to play, and feels awesome to be able to put the jersey on and step between the lines and get that chance again.
I was going to say, you go from being part of the West Coast Conference champions to a team right now in the middle of a playoff push as well. It's early in the season. That's going to be really cool hopping from one winning team to another.
Yeah, awesome. You know, high school, I didn't make playoffs at all, and, you know, I really wanted to go win a lot of games, and can't say I've had a bad experience so far in college. You know, WCC champions, got to a regional, and then now we're got a really solid record, looking to go deep in the playoffs this year.
Looking forward to more from you this summer here. Hunter, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you.
That's Hunter Friedberg. He drove in the game-winning run with a base hit back in the sixth inning. Has also scored the Apple Sox first run of the ball game, which came in the fifth inning. Now we're joined by the head coach of the Wenatchee Apple Sox, Mitch Darlington, here on the Apple Sox postgame show after the 2-1 win against the Kamloops Northpaws. And Mitch, this one, a little bit of everything. We've been talking about some of these tight games you guys have had to play lately. You did it here. Let's start with Evan Canfield. Eight brilliant innings of work. It seemed like the right call to not bring him for the ninth with where we're at in the summer, where his pitch count was at 90 exactly. Take me through that discussion in the dugout during the eighth inning and then before the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, you know, just got to protect, you know, Evan from himself. And, I mean, he was dominant. He was dominant all game, man. Eight innings. The one run he did give up was an unearned run on an error. Yeah, you know, it's just early in the summer. It's only his second start. He hadn't thrown it all this spring. You know, if it's later in the summer and he's around 90 pitches and wants to get extended a little bit up around 100, we'd let him have the ball. But just too early, and he's too important for us to let him run him back out there for the ninth and risk that. But I'll tell you this, it was not an easy decision. And me and Mike sat there, and you know how I am, man. I hemmed and hawed, and I had to kind of talk myself out of letting him go back out there.
But it certainly worked out well. Tristan LaMaison coming on, getting his first save of the summer. But it would have been possible if not for that great throw from center field from Max Hartman. Take me through your emotions in the dugout. You've got no control in the moment. Runner from second is breaking all the way home. Ball hit up the middle, and Max throws a seed to home plate.
Yeah, Max is a savvy player, man. And we right before that pitch, we're trying to yell at our outfielders to take a few steps in. You know, the wind had been blowing in all game, so they're not going to beat us over the top. And trying to communicate to them, hey, got to throw this guy out. And I think Max, you know, kind of on his own had crept in there. And, he just made a perfect throw, man. Perfect on time to Bosco, who laid down a good tag. And that's the ball game. But, again, I keep using this word, resilient, man. Resilient and gritty. We're just finding ways right now to win games. Still not pretty. Still not the offensive production that we're looking for and that we're going to expect out of our club. But when you can win games and find a way to get it done without that, it's impressive.
It's been fun to watch you these last few days. And the Bats had such a good night on Thursday against Bellingham. But you look at three of the last four games, you guys have scored five runs in those three games. You're looking for more consistent days offensively. What changes do you want to see from the group?
Yeah, I think we just gotta get in attack mode, man. We gotta flip the switch and get hungry. We gotta want to hit. Again, we talked about it after the game. I need guys in this lineup 1 through 9 that go hunt fastballs, man. We gotta do damage. We gotta hunt mistakes. And we're just spitting on good pitches, taking good pitches that are in good counts. And it's going to get fixed. We're going to clean that up. We're going to change the approach, change the mentality, whether we got to force it upon them or not. we'll find a way to get a little tougher and a little more hungry to hit, and that's the name of the game.
How do you feel like the newcomers are coming along at the plate, guys like Cannon Peary, Hunter Friedberg, who both had some really nice moments here today?
Yeah, with honestly, with all the five guys we got in this week in our lineup, I keep having to remind myself and our coaches and them as well that some of these guys haven't gotten the consistent at-bats this spring. You know, they weren't in the lineup every day at their schools. They're the redshirt freshmen or, you know, freshman sophomore that didn't get the playing time they wanted. So it's going to take a week. It's going to take a little bit of time to get back in the swing of things. And I think we're starting to see that Cannon is really starting to swing it well. And Hunter Friedberg tonight looked good at the plate, looked a lot more confident and just relaxed in the box. And I think it's going to come. It's just going to take a little bit of time.
Three wins in a row. Hoping you guys can make it four and take the series against Kamloops tomorrow. Mitch, thank you for joining us.
Appreciate it.
That's the head coach of the Apple Sox, Mitch Darlington. Have you got an extra bed in your house? Consider becoming a host parent for the Wenatchee Apple Sox. Premier Summer Collegiate Baseball returns to Paul Thomas Senior Stadium on May 31st, and Apple Sox players need homes to stay in during the summer. Local families in the Wenatchee Valley and surrounding communities have housed players for the last 23 seasons and formed lifelong bonds with our players. To learn more, please email info@applesox.com or call 665-6900. I'm Joel Norman, joined by Apple Sox shortstop Elijah Palaya. Once again, in the lineup at shortstop. Elijah, that's got to be fun, doing right what you did all spring, just coming back here and being the everyday shortstop of this team. What has that meant to have a really full 2024 year playing?
It was awesome, you know, just going out there every day, getting to do the thing I love, that's play baseball. It's awesome just come back here as well and getting to do it again, you know. But just got to keep the body healthy and, you know, go out there and keep doing it.
Last night, a big part of that win, you know, at the bottom of the order, kind of turned things over for the top of the lineup. You reached three different times. Aiden Doherty brought you in three different times. How cool was that, kind of being able to set the table as the number nine hitter?
It's amazing, but Aiden is just a great dude. He's a ball player for sure. I feel like when I'm on base, if I get on second, he's going to drive me in no matter what. Like, he does it all, and he's a great player.
Last night was your third straight game. Tonight you'll also be in the nine hole. What do you like about that spot? Is it that almost pseudo, you know, secondary leadoff position in a way because of how you can turn the lineup over?
Yeah, that's how I look at it. Just another leadoff guy, you know. I just like it because I get a little more fastballs, you know, get my pitch to hit. And I don't like the off speeds, but if they come in the fastball, I'm going to take my swing.
You take the swings, but you've also been doing a good job just taking pitches with the walks. You drew one last night. We've seen that. You can kind of be a little bit selective. Tell me about through that. Is it just based on, you know, what kind of pitches you're getting that chooses whether or not you're going to be selective?
Yeah, it's just every at-bat, what pitch I want to hit, you know. I don't really like to chase, but if they're not pitching 17 inches across the plate, I'm not swinging at it. So, yeah.
We've seen you with a few bags stolen already this season as well. Tell me, is that something you've been really trying to incorporate into your game this summer?
Yeah, back in my JUCO, I stole like 18 bags, so I'm trying to get back to it. This year at Bakersfield, I didn't really get to steal many bags, but I'm trying to incorporate that more again and, you know, get the wheels going.
We talked about it before, but I've been so impressed with your ability to make the simple, the tough play look simple at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium, which is not an easy infield. How have you navigated the bumps and bruises of the dirt there?
Stay down and charge the ball, I guess. I don't know. I just, you know, body up on everything, try to make the play. That's it.
Yeah. It helps getting a lot of reps there, I'd imagine, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, it does. But, yeah, just, you know, knock it down and get the out.
Finding ways to get it done. Elijah, thanks for joining us here, and good luck here tonight.
Thank you so much.
A 2-1 Apple Sox victory. They defeat the Kamloops Northpaws here in the first game of this three-game set. Evan Canfield was the story in the series opener with 8 innings, 1 unearned run on 5 hits, 1 walk and 8 strikeouts. Tristan LaMaison gets the save in the 9th inning. Hunter Friedberg scores a run and drives in the game-winning run with a single in the 6th inning. Sox and Northpaws coming up again on Saturday night at 6:35 p.m. as Wenatchee looks to win its 5th consecutive series to open up the 2024 season. First pitch at 6:35. Pre-game coverage on the Apple Sox Radio Network at 6:10 p.m.